عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وصحبه ومن والاه. So we started Surah Al-Baqarah and the first 20 ayat of this surah, they talk about three groups of people. The message of the Quran, of course, mentioned that Kitabun la rayba fi, dalikal kitabu la rayba fi. And then the people who will benefit from this book, those people who have the inclination to learn, to have faith in God and in the last day, and some of the characters mentioned, some of the qualities mentioned. These are the people who are called muttaqeen, the seekers of guidance. The people who are inclined to become righteous. But second group of people are those who reject. أَنَّ الَّذِينَ كَفَرُوا. So those who have decided that they are not going to believe, whether you tell them or not tell them anything, they made up their mind and they want to stay with that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you remind them, and by reminding, you will receive the reward, but these people are not going to benefit from that. So, sawa'un alayhim anzartahum am lam tunzirhum la yu'minun. Whether you warn them, whether you remind them, you tell them that this is good, it will save you from the hellfire and all of these things, they don't say. So, these are the people, like their hearts are sealed. Khatam Allahu ala qulubihim. Allah has put a seal on their hearts and on their hearing and on their sight. Khatam Allahu ala qulubihim, as I mentioned, it's not that Allah made them not to do that, but this has come as a result of their behavior. So this is the natural consequence of their lifestyle. So we have put here some points here. First of all, the book has no doubt in it, because this is the book of Allah, without any doubt. Indeed, this is the book of Allah. So you have to have faith in that. Muttaqeen are those who are mindful of Allah. They want to obey Allah and live pious and good life. So they believe in the unseen. And we mentioned about unseen, that which you cannot see, nobody has seen. But because the prophets tell us, the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tell us, so we believe in that. Al-Ghaib. They pray, give charity, two most important things of religion. Belief in God and helping the others. Love of God, love of the neighbor, as Isa alayhi salam said. So these are emphasized in the Quran also. Salat and Zakat very often come together. They believe in Allah's revelation. That means what is revealed by the Prophet to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, ma unzila ilayk, what is revealed to the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that is the Quran, and what came before it. That means the other books of Allah Subhanahu Wa Taala, because other prophets, Isa Alayhi Salam, Musa Alayhi Salam, and many other prophets of Allah, the Quran has mentioned some books, not all the books, some books, Torah and Injil and Zabur, these are mentioned in the Quran by name. But there were books, messages that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent throughout history. But again, always remember that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned, unzila ilayka wa ma unzila min qablika. Whatever was revealed to you and whatever was revealed before you. Allah doesn't say whatever revealed after you. So there is no prophet after Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. There is no Quran after the Quran. Always you'll find that it's been mentioned before. If there was anyone beside after Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Allah would have mentioned "wa min ba'dika," and after you, no. Very clearly, always said "min qablika," those who were before you. "Ma unzila ilayka wa ma unzila min qablik." "Wa bil akhirati hum yuqinun," and they have yaqeen. There is no doubt in their mind about akhirah. Akhirah is going to happen. The day of judgment is going to happen. They have this without any doubt. They have certainty of that. So those are the people who are guided and they will receive guidance. So, khatam Allahu ala qulubihim, Allah has put a seal This is the natural consequence of their rejection of faith. That's why one has to be really conscious of that. That if I deny, maybe a seal may come. And then after that, I will not be guided. I will not receive anything. So any mistake happens, one should make tawbah and turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and make oneself come to the right path. So khatam Allahu ala qulubihim. And then we come to another group of people, the third group. And there, the first group have 5 ayat. The second group has 2 ayat. Now the third group has 13 ayat. Because that's the most dangerous group. That is the one that the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he came to Medina, he encountered a lot of difficulty from them. They were opposing and creating, conspiracies, fitnas in the ranks of the believers. So that's why the Quran has given, and harsh words have been used here, and has mentioned that these are the people, you must be aware of them. And warnings are given to them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ومن الناس من يقول آمنا بالله وباليوم الآخر وما هم بمؤمنين يخادعون الله والذين آمنوا وما يخدعون إلا أنفسهم وما يشعرون في قلوبهم مرض فزادهم الله مرضا ولهم عذاب أليم بما كانوا يكذبون وإذا قيل لهم لا تفسدوا في الأرض قالوا إنما نحن مصلحون ألا إنهم هم المفسدون ولكن لا يشعرون وإذا قيل لهم آمنوا كما آمن الناس قالوا أنؤمن كما آمن السفهاء ألا إنهم هم السفهاء ولكن لا يعلمون وإذا لقوا الذين آمنوا قالوا آمنا وإذا خلوا إلى شياطينهم قالوا إنا معكم إنما نحن مستهزئون. Among the people there are those who say we believe in Allah and the last day, though they are not believers. They are trying to deceive Allah and those who believe, but they are only deceiving themselves and they do not realize. In their hearts is a disease, and Allah has increased them in disease. And for them is a painful punishment because they used to lie. When it is said to them, make no corruption on the earth, they say, we are only setting things right. Beware, they are indeed the ones who spread corruption, but they do not realize. When it is said to them, believe as the people believe, they say, shall we believe as the fools believe? Beware, it is they who are the fools, though they do not know. When they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. And when they are alone with their satans, they say, we are really with you. We are only mocking. So here you have a group of people, minan nas. So, minan nas, mu'minin, minan nas, kafirin, wa minan nas, ha'ula. Among the people are these people. And they say, we believe in Allah and we believe in the last day. Now, believing in Allah and believing in the last day, these are the two most important things that are mentioned. That doesn't mean that only these are important. Because they don't believe in the Prophet. But you have believe in Allah, believe in the Prophet, believe in the book, believe in the last day. All of these things, but these two are mentioned. But they are, the Quran says that some of them, they came to the Prophet and said, Nashhadu innaka la Rasulullah. We bear witness that you are the messenger of Allah. And Allah says, Allah knows that you are his messenger, but they are liars. Why? Because they were saying by their tongue what was not in their heart. In heart, they did not believe in him. But they were just telling that. يَقُولُونَ بِأَلْسِنَتِهِمْ مَا لَيْسَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ. They say by their tongue whatever is not in their heart. So what is Iman? Iman requires that belief in the heart, and then you confess by the tongue. And then you start acting. So there is a connection. Either it comes from the heart and go all the way to the tongue and action, or it comes from the action all the way go to the heart. But it has to be three. Yeah? That's why tasdiqum bil qalb, wa iqrarum bil lisan, wa amalum bil arkan. Tasdiq, confirmation by in the heart, confession by the tongue, and then implementation, behavior, change of behavior, the lifestyle. These are very, very important things in our Iman. If any one of these things are not there, then the Iman is not the real Iman. So these people, they say, Amanna billah, we believe in Allah, and believe in Yawm al-Akhir, and in the last day. Why it is called last day? It's very, Yawm al-Akhir is called the last day. Because that day, there will be no night after that. The night comes and then the day comes. But then after that, when that day comes, then there is no night after that. So that's last day. Yawm al-Akhir. That's the final day. And they are aware of that. Now, Iman Billah makes a person, if you really have the real Iman, makes a person a very good person. Realize that who is the Lord, who is the Creator, who am I? What is my relationship with Him? And then Yom Akhir makes life righteous, good. Because one believes that I'm going to give the account of my life. I'm going to stand before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I don't want to go to hellfire. Don't want to burn there. So if you have the realization of that, life becomes better. So that's why this is very important to have the belief in the Akhirah. That is, a true belief in the Akhirah makes the life here better. فَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. But of course, there are other beliefs as well. Belief in the prophets of Allah, because the prophets are those who tell us about that. The books of Allah tell us about that. So, this is آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَبِالْيَوْمِ الْآخِرِ. Actually, they did not believe in anything. So Allah SWT says, وَمَا هُمْ بِمُؤْمِنِينَ. They are not really believers. So they are like kafirs, but they claim to be believers. Because why they are saying that? Because Prophet came to Medina, the society was becoming more and more Muslim. So they were afraid that if they say they are not Muslim, they will lose something, some benefit. Or they wanted to deceive Muslims. As Allah says here, they want to deceive Muslims. They try to create some fitna among Muslims. So, يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَمَا يَخْدَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ وَمَا يَشْعُرُونَ يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ. They try to deceive Allah. You know, there are two words here. One is خَادَعَ, the other is خَدَعَ. One is فَعَلَ and the other is فَعَلَ. So in the Arabic language, when you add the khada'a, so there is alif added after kha. So there is khada'a. So there is babi mufa'ala. And here its meaning is that there is a desire, there is an attempt. Because they cannot deceive Allah. Nobody can deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But they want to. They are trying to. They are trying to deceive Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or this is what they feel. That, okay. Because they have no belief, true belief in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, so they are trying to do that. So, يُخَادِعُونَ Allah. They try to deceive Allah. And also the believers, they might believe some people, but you can believe some people for some time, and you cannot believe all the people all the time. So, soon their deception, their mockery and all of this are going to expose. And people will realize that. So يُخَادِعُونَ Allah, and especially in the Akhirah it will become known. إِنَّ الْمُنَافِقِينَ فِي الدَّرْكِ الْأَسْفَلِ مِنَ النَّارِ. The munafiqin will go to the hellfire, to the lowest part of hell. So يُخَادِعُونَ اللَّهَ وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا. They attempt to deceive Allah and those who believe. but they do not deceive anyone except their own self. So this is self-deception. Even though they don't realize it. They don't realize that whom are you harming? You cannot harm Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you may harm believers sometime, but it's not all the time. But actually harming oneself. وَمَا يَقْطَعُونَ إِلَّا أَنفُسَهُمْ. So this is going to turn over them. And they are not realizing that. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضْ فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. And this nifaq is actually is a sickness of the heart. So heart has physical sickness. Somebody has a heart problem, which doctors know, physiologists will know about that. But that is also spiritual diseases. Amradul Qalb, these are called. Amradul Qalb are the diseases of the heart. And it is these diseases are even more dangerous because they make people do wrong things. The diseases of the heart are the hypocrisy inside, jealousy, hate. That is all of these things. These are inside. And it is very important one has to make the heart good and healthy. So the real thing is that our heart is sincere and devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So these people have become sick at heart. فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضْ. And because they are living that way, so the more the iman is growing of the people, believers are becoming more and more, and Islam is going to spread, the marad is going to increase. They will do more harm to other people. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let them grow in their sickness. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when these verses are used, خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ or زَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا or يُضِلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ, Allah got misled. All of these things are mentioned because of the behavior of the people. Not that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes people do that way, but rather Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turns the table on them. This is what, because they do something like that, so this is what happened to them. So this is called al-jaza'u min jinsil amal. As you do, the same is your, you will see the result of that. فَزَادَهُمُ اللَّهُ مَرَضًا. Allah has increased them in their sickness. Allah let them grow in their sickness. وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. And for them there is a painful punishment, severe punishment, because they are continuously lying. بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. This has become their habit. So one is lying and the other is habitual lying. That's why Rasulullah said there are three signs of munafiq. And some riwayat mentioned four signs. And the first one is mentioned is حَدَّثَ كَذِبُ. When he speaks lies, that means it becomes his habit. So he's a habitual liar. You cannot trust him. His words are different. So he says one thing and actually something else. So وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. Remember that in the previous group, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. خَتَمَ اللَّهُ عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ وَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِمْ وَعَلَىٰ أَبْصَارِهِمْ غِشَاءٌ وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ عَظِيمٌ. So seventh verse says, and for them is a great penalty, great punishment. But now is mentioned that وَلَهُمْ عَذَابٌ أَلِيمٌ بِمَا كَانُوا يَكْذِبُونَ. So this is a very terrible thing, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has severe punishment. And when they are told, when they are reminded, and they say, this is fasad, لَا تُفْسِدُوا فِي الْأَرْضِ. When it is said to them, make no corruption in the land, on the earth. Because, you are saying something from one group and doing another group and creating fitna and all of this is fasad. Fasad is used in the Quran, several places, fasad fil ard. Remember, we'll be reading inshallah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wanted to create Adam alayhi salam, angel said, قَالُوا وَتَجْعَلُ فِيهَا مَنْ يُفْسِدُ فِيهَا وَيَسْفِكُ الدِّمَا. So fasad is that is not recognizing the rights of Allah, not recognizing the rights of others, cheating, deceiving, making fights and all of these things. All this is a corruption in the land. Islam wants that people should behave in a peaceful manner, recognizing the rights of each other, care for all people. All human beings are one family, so live like a family. When it is said to them, لا تفسدوا في الأرض, when it is said, don't do that. And normally, all the facade makers, they say, I'm doing good. I'm going to make America great. I'm going to do this, and I'm going to do all of these things, that the people will do that. But actually, they will be creating facade. They're creating tensions, dividing the people. Different places people do this kind of thing. لا تفسدوا في الأرض. Don't do that. We are only setting things right. We are making things improve. We are making things better. But they are not doing that. Allah innahu al-mufsidun. Allah says, behold, beware. They are making corruption. Walakin la yashurun. But they don't understand. They realize it not. So they are different groups. I'm not poking to anybody, but I'm choosing this term. That term, this terminology is being used. Media would often use that. They do that. Things are getting better, and we want to do that things better. We are going to improve economy. We want to do society. We want to do this. We want to make our progress, but it's not happening. It creates more and more tension, more difficulties. وَلَكِنْ لَا يَشْعُرُونَ وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ, and when it is said to them, believe as the people believe. Our scholars say, this is meaning is that believe as Sahaba believed, as the companions of the Prophet were believing. Those were the real people. So believe like these normal people who are believing. They're sincere, they're truthful, they behave according to their faith. So believe like them. Be like them. وَإِذَا قِيلُمْ آمِنُوا كَمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ. Believe like people believe. قَالُوا أَنُؤْمِنُ كَمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَا. They said, should we believe like the fools believe? They thought that they are smart and the other people are fools. Because they come and they recognize the Prophet and the Prophet of Allah, and they say, we believe, and they live that way, and they are able, they are ready to change their life, take the challenges. Sometimes it's not easy, but they are ready for that. So this is fool. They don't know how to maneuver. You know, we are smart. We can live by both sides. We can have double face, double life, double the thing. And we know how, yes, this is smart. With this group, try to please them. With this group, try to please them. And this is smart. So they say that we are smart. These are fools. قِيلَ آمِنُوا كُمَا آمَنَ النَّاسِ قَالُوا وَنُؤْمِنُوا كُمَا آمَنَ السُّفَهَاءِ. Safih is the one who is light-minded. أَلَّا إِنَّهُمْ هُمُ السُّفَهَاءُ وَلَكِنْ لَا يَعْلَمُونَ. Allah says, behold, they are the sufaha. They are the fools. But they don't know. You cannot keep Shaitan happy and Rahman happy. You go into one side of Rahman, believe sincerely, truly. Of course, you deal with other people with hikmah, with wisdom, but at the same time, be sincere in your belief. Be serious what you believe. So this is the smartness. The real smartness is that you know the truth and follow the truth. أَرِنَا الْحَقَّ حَقًّا وَارْزُقْنَا اتِّبَاعًا. وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَىٰ شَيَاطِينِهِمْ قَالُوا إِنَّا مَعَكُمْ إِنَّمَا نَحْنُ مُسْتَهْزِئُونَ. And there's another thing is, which is, this group was doing that they, when they come to the side group of Muslims, they say, we are Muslims, we believe. We are with you, we are your supporters. But then they have private meetings with some other people. And there they say against things against Muslims. And they say, actually, we are with you. We are just laughing at them. We are making a mockery of them. So they have double loyalty. They really did not have loyalty to Muslims. Actually, they had loyalty with others. But this is, so these are the people, especially in Medina, some Arabs, and also there were some Jewish people who were living there who had that. I mean, history tells us. It's not that we are speaking against one group or the other group, but we are, this is what happened in the time of the Prophet ﷺ. So some of them, they were from among them, and some of them went to them and supported them. So some Arabs did that. And especially some Bedouin Arabs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned in the Quran, Surah At-Tawbah. So, وَإِذَا قِيلَ لَهُمْ آمِنُوا وَإِذَا لَقُوا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا قَالُوا آمَنَّا. When they meet those who believe, they say, we believe. وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ. When they are alone with their Satans. With their Satans. Satan is, of course, the Shaitan, Iblis, who is a jinn. But then there are human beings who act like shaitan, who do the corruption, who are arrogant. And Quran has also used the word shaitan for them. Shayatin al-ins wal-jinn. In Surah Al-Hajj, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, there are people from among the human beings who are shaitan. And there are jinn who are shaitan. So shayatin, plural, is used sometime for some others, the followers of shaitan. But the shaitan, they call it shaitan buzurg, the big shaitan is Iblis. And Iblis has his followers. Iblis has his zurriya, his family. And those who are his followers, some of them are jinn and some of them are human beings. So we have to seek Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's refuge from shaitan. And also shayatin al-ins, from those who are corrupt from among the human beings. Because some human beings are also corrupt. And they follow the instructions of shaitan. And they create problems for the people. So, وَإِذَا خَلَوْا إِلَى شَيَاطِينِهِمْ. That means their leaders, evil leaders, false leaders. When they go to them, they say, إِنَّ مَعَكُمْ. We are with you. And we are laughing, we are only mocking. Istihza is that you consider the other person to whom you speak, you consider this, the person doesn't understand. Take a low opinion of the other person. That's why people do mockery and laugh at the other people. They don't consider them that they are smart or they understand, they are wise. So you can make fool of them. So we are making fool. Innama nahnu mustahzi'un. We are making fool these believers, because these believers are sufaha, na'udhu billah. So here you have some among the people try to deceive. Some of course they were believers. Some of them are those who said that no, we don't want to believe. But some try to deceive, and they are deception, sickness of the heart, corruption, folly, mockery. So five characters are mentioned here. Khida, that means deception. And then they are sick at heart. And this sickness is not something that like somebody got sick, but they are keeping on that. This is by their own effort that has come, by their own behavior. And then fasad, corruption in the land. And they are the fools. Although they consider others as fools, but they are the fools. And this is istihza, mockery that they are doing. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives us two parables, two examples to understand what happens. So they are very subtle examples, need a lot of reflection, a lot of understanding. One of them, first of all, they say, Allahu yastahzi'u bihim. Allahu yastahzi'u bihim wa yamudduhum fi tughyanihim ya'mahoon. Ulaika alladhina ishtarau ad-dalalata bil huda fama rabihat tijaratuhum wa ma kanu muhtadin. Masaluhum kamasali alladhi istawqada nara فلما اضاءت ما حوله ذهب الله بنورهم وتركهم في ظلمات لا يبصرون صم بكم عمي فهم لا يرجعون او كصيب من السماء فيه ظلمات ورعد وبرق يجعلون اصابعهم في اذانهم من الصواعق حذر الموت والله محيط بالكافرين يكاد البرق يخطف أبصارهم كلما أضاء لهم مشوا فيه وإذا أظلم عليهم قاموا ولو شاء الله لذهب بسمعهم وأبصارهم إن الله على كل شيء قدير. Allah throws their mockery back on them and gives them rope in their rebellion, wandering blindly. It is they who purchase error at the price of guidance. So their bargain did not profit them, and they did not find the right way. Their example is that of one who kindled a fire. So when it lit up all around him, Allah took away their light and led them in utter darkness, not seeing, deaf, dumb, and blind. So they will not return to the path. Or a rainstorm from the sky with darkness, thunder and lightning. They press their fingers in their ears to keep out the stunning thunderclap, fearing death, but Allah encompasses the disbelievers. The lightning is about to snatch away their sight. Whenever it shines for them, they walk therein. And when the darkness grows on them, they stand still. And if Allah willed, He would have taken away their hearing and sight. Indeed, Allah has power over all things. So first of all, Allah throws their mockery back on them. Allahu yastahzi'u bihim. So they are making istihza, they are making mockery, and this mockery is coming over them, on them. Or Allah is giving the punishment of this mockery on them. Allah is making a mockery on them, means Allah is punishing them with the same thing, what they are doing. And يَمُدُّهُمْ فِي تُغْيَانِهِمْ يَعْمَهُونَ. Sometime a person does something wrong and Allah leaves him like leash, yeah? Leave more rope. Go until one, and then Allah pull them back. So يَمُدُّهُمْ, yeah? Okay. Stretches for them. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives them rope in their rebellion. They are rebelling against Allah. And more of this happening. According to His own hikmah, because everybody is under test. And they are going blindly. Wandering blindly. Ya'mahoon. Amah is wandering in a blind way. And understanding what you are doing. But they are going that way. So this is the punishment of Allah that is happening for them. These are the people who have taken the error by giving up the guidance. You know, when you go and purchase something, you give your money and you buy something that you like. So what they have done? They have given the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He added and taken something bad. So bad bargain. Bad bargain. I mean, you should be trying to benefit in your business, but this is they are taking loss. So either bartering away. The people used to barter. اشتروا الضلالة بالهدى. So they have given the guidance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and taken something rotten, something bad, something evil, something harmful. ضلالة is غير المغطوب عليهم ولا الضالين. In Surah Al-Fatiha we read it. Not those who are incurred the wrath and those who went astray. So astray are those people. And these people have done that. They have taken dalala. They have taken the error and misguidance. Giving up the guidance and taking the misguidance. فَمَا رَبِحَتْ تِجَارَتُهُمْ. Indeed, their tijarat is not profit them. So there is this tijara, this business, this bargain failed. And they did not find any right way. وَمَا كَانُوا مُهْتَدِينَ. because once somebody gives up the hidayah, how can he be guided? He's not guided. So they are not guided. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions two examples. One is the example of somebody kindles fire. And when the fire is kindled, it brings light all around. And when the light is there and things are there, they can see things, suddenly their eyesight is gone. So you have nar, and in the nar there was noor. But noor is gone, so what is left? Only nar. So they cannot benefit from this thing, so their eyes. And the ulama say, the mufassirin say, this is the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that brings shine, that brings light. So Quran can become for many people as noor, but Quran also can become as nar. Why it becomes nar? Because they don't follow it. They turn away. يَهْدِي بِهِ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَضُلُّ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَمَا يَضُلُّهُ إِلَّا الْفَاسِقِينَ. Some people are guided and some people are misguided. So they read the Quran and they turn away from it. So the message itself, it's the message of guide, but they don't use it. So like somebody has the light, but they don't use the light. They didn't benefit from the light. So what is left is only nar left for them. So azab is left for them. اِسْتَوْقَدَ نَارًا فَلَمَّا أَضَاءَتْ مَا حَوْلَهُ ذَهَبَ اللَّهُ بِنُورِهِمْ وَتَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ. And left them, even though there is still fire there, but they don't benefit. So they are still in darkness, as they were before. The Quran is the book of light, and this light benefits people. But those who do not benefit from the Quran, they go into the darkness. Even though they might have all the light, they might have electricity and this and that thing, but they are not benefiting from that. So all these things benefit you if you have the noor. Otherwise, the life become nar. See that? Nar and noor, very close to each other. Nar is heat, it's fire, it's burning. Noor is guidance, light, happiness, guidance. So that is the noor of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So, تَرَكَهُمْ فِي ظُلُمَاتٍ لَا يُبْصِرُونَ. And they don't see all around that. They don't see the صُمُّمْ بُكْمُنْ عُمْيُنْ فَهُمْ لَا يَرْجَعُونَ. So these people are deaf, dumb, blind. And did not use the summun wa bukmun wa umyun all together. Summun, bukmun, umyun. These characters have become like, so they don't speak the truth, they don't hear the truth, and don't see the truth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us these three faculties for guidance, that we hear and we see and we speak. So they are not using this. So they are not going to come back to the true path. Another example is the example of heavy rain. صيب من السماء. صيب is heavy rain. The Quran has mentioned that many times. Wahi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is like rain that's coming out. Rasulullah SAW said, إِنَّمَا مَسَلِي وَمَسَلُ مَا بَعَثَنِي اللَّهُ بِكَ مَسَلِ غَيْسٍ غَزِيرٍ. My example, the example of that which Allah has given me is like heavy rain. And this rain, some people benefit from this and some people don't benefit from this rain. So, كَصَيِّبٍ مِّنَ السَّمَاءِ. But you see that when there is heavy rain, there is thunder, there is lightning, there is darkness. So all of these things are there. So the challenges also come there. So when you see the benefit of the rain, yes, but it also there are some challenges, some things that you have to be cautious and careful. So Allah says, "O كَصَيِّبٍ مِنَ السَّمَاءِ فِيهِ ظُلُمَاتٌ وَرَعْدٌ وَبَرْقٌ يَجْعَلُونَ أَصَابِعَهُمْ فِي أَذَانِهِمْ مِنَ الصَّوَاعِقِ حَذَرَ الْمَوْتِ." And the thunder is so strong that they put their fingers into their ears to press their fingers into their ears. Because they are afraid that they might die. So they have challenges that come to them. For the iman brings some challenges. and they do not take these challenges. They are afraid of that. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, the lightning is about to snatch away their sight. The lightning of this message, the challenges, this message, it makes them do not see. And they walk a little and then they stop. They walk a little and they stop. So that means there is some taraddud. First people are like kafirin. Summum bukman ami fahum la yarja'un. They are deaf, dumb and blind. They are not going to come back. But the other group is back and forth, back and forth, back and forth. Some munafiqin were that way. Some of them later, they repented and became believers. But some of them, they continued that way. So that is the example. You know, this is, some of them are that way. Some of them are, you have no hope, a hopeless case. And the other group is the group, there is hope. They may Allah guide them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلَوْ شَاءَ اللَّهُ لَذَهَبَ بِسَمْعِهِمْ وَأَبْصَارِهِمْ. If they continue like that, Allah will take away their hearing and their sight. Allah has power over everything, so it's a warning given to them. So it's better that you change yourself. Better you correct yourself. Otherwise, it may be, as I mentioned before, that if a person continue with this style of nifaq, then the tawfiq of iman goes away. So, and this is, of course, was mentioned for the people at that time, but it's, though Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has not mentioned any names. That means this phenomena can be any time, at any place. And any people can see that. So the Quran very, very, very rarely mentions the names. Quran generally speaks that. So because this message is universal message for all time, for all people, for all places. So you have that way. So Allah, even though Allah knew that who are these munafiqeen, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala informed the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but the Prophet did not inform the people. He did not say that. And the Quran does not mention the names. Characters are mentioned, not the names. So that people pay attention to the characters. And one be aware of that and not do that. So nifaq is a terrible thing. And whether it is the nifaq of aqidah or nifaq of amal, nifaq in the belief or nifaq in the actions, one should try to be sincere. The opposite of nifaq is ikhlas. Ikhlas, sincerity. Sincerity is the one that brings a lot of benefit, a lot of reward from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is the command of Allah. وَمَا أُمِرُوا إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُوا اللَّهَ مُخْلِصِينَ لَهُ الدِّينَ. They were commanded only that they believe Allah in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with the sincerity of the heart. So sincerity, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us sincerity. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from among those who are conscious of Him, and keep away from the from nifaq and from the characters of nifaq. The khisal al-nifaq. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala save us from that. So let's take any questions if you have that you have. True. I think this thing is, one has to first of all check oneself. One should not be doing this thing. This kind of characters of shaitan, misleading, deceiving, making corruption. So this, every person should be aware of himself. And the second thing is, if you see this kind of behavior going on, be aware of that, conscious of that. It's not to call people shayateen. We cannot do that. We have to be very careful on that. Because our job is to guide people, to remind people, not to categorize people, not to create as if we are the judges and others not. No, we are not the judges. But at the same time, we should be conscious that this behavior should not be there. So ourselves, we should be sincere. Ourselves, we should be following the right path. Ourselves, we should not create any fitna, any fasad in the land. Some people said that there are people who read the Quran and say, these ayat are for munafiqeen, these ayat for kafirin, these ayat for... I mean, what about you? You think about yourself. So one has to see ourselves. But while I'm reading the Quran, I hope I'm not among those people who are called kafirin and the munafiqeen. Yeah, I mean, one should sit down for a few moments after the salat and have ihtisabun nafs, self-judgment. Hasibu anfusakum qabla an tuhasabu. Check yourself. Bring yourself to the account. And review your life. How was my day? What did I do from the morning till evening? Whether I treated my family in a good way, my co-workers in the good way, my neighbors in the good way. All of these things, we have to do that. So before the day of judgment will come, you check yourself. And if there is anything wrong, make tawbah. If there is any huquq you have not done, try to make up for that. So this is the way of self-improvement. So before people go and judge others, you know, there are a lot of people who judge other people. An evaluation of this, there are very few who do their own self-judgment. One brings oneself to the account. So especially prayer in during the night, early morning, that will be a good time to do the ihtisab. The ihtisab of the day, how my day was, and what I'm going to do next day. How I'm going to improve myself. Hazrat Ali radiallahu ta'ala used to say, that man istawa yawmahu fahu maghbun. If your 2 days are the same, you are a loser. That means next day must be better. So my tomorrow must be better than my today. And my day after tomorrow must be better than my tomorrow. Every day must be better. Every day must be improving. Self-improvement is very important. And this comes very important thing with self-reflection. Ihtisab al-nafs, reminding, do not forget. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that nasullaha fa'ansahum anfusahum. That his people forget Allah and Allah made them forget their own self. So nisyan al-nafs is a terrible thing. And this comes by not understanding who am I, what is my purpose. And my life is short life. A day is going to come and I'm going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So that's why the belief in Akhira is very important. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala keep us that way. Inshallah. Anyone else? Any other? All right. Yes. Qasr prayer is that Zuhr and Isha. Zuhr, Asr and Isha. That is the prayers which have 4 rak'ah, you pray 2 rak'ah. The prayer that you have 2, you cannot make 1. And the prayer you have 3, there is no. So there is no Qasr for Fajr and there is no Qasr for Maghrib. The only Qasr is for Zuhr, Asr and Isha. Now Qasr, what is the distance that makes you allows you to do the qasr? And what is the duration of time for which you can do the qasr? So, as far as the distance is concerned, from the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ is the indication that it was a journey for 3 days. And that is the journey of by camel at that time. So, on the basis of that, people have estimated about 16 miles camel used to travel in 1 day, so 48 miles. That is the distance that is given. You might say, but now I can go by car in less than 1 hour. The way the people drive in California, they can do it in half an hour probably. They can do that. So I say, so if you, but it is, because this is ibadah, this is given here, so we have to follow that. We don't make any qiyas on that. This is the limit that is given to us to that. So if you are, and now the cities are big. Los Angeles city itself is more than 50 mile radius. So the meaning is that you are leaving from the city, out of the city. So you from home, you leave out, and you are out of the city, then you do that. Then you can do the qasam. So that is the distance. Now you are traveling. Sometime you are traveling, you go and then come back. Some we are traveling for a day. Some person may be traveling for 2 days, for 1 week. And sometimes people go and travel and they go to another place and stay in that place. You are not residence, but you are still staying. You are there for a short time. So what is the maximum stay? For example, from here you go to Pakistan. You go to India. And you are there for 3 weeks. Should you continue doing the qasr all the time? No. So maximum, according to Hanafi fiqh, is 15 days. 15 days if you stay in some place, less than 15 days, then you are musafir. After that, you become muqim. But if you don't know, you go someplace for a week, and then for some reason, it's still longer, 2 weeks, 3 weeks. But you still don't know. You might, when I get my flight, I'll come back. Or when I have some of my work has been done, I'll come back. In that case, you continue making yours, because you have not made an intention to stay more than 15 days. So you continue doing your qasr. But the limit of qasr is 15 days. If it is more than that, 15 days in some place, you made the intention to go and stay more than 15 days, then you pray full prayer. That means Zuhr, 4 rakah, Asr, 4 rakah, and Isha, 4 rakah. In the beginning, you made your intention that you will stay 3 weeks, finish. Yeah. Now. Jummah prayer is not for a musafir, but it's good to pray. It is good to pray. If you find Jummah prayer in some place, you can do that. But it is not for the musafir. It's only for the muqim. Salat, that is, you are going to make up? For sunnah. Sunnah is not required when you are traveling. But if you pray, it's become nafil. There are some the difference among the jurists about the timing, and also about the distance. Some people say as soon as you are out from your home, from your town, you make qasr. It doesn't have to be 36 miles or 48 miles. Some other people say it is 3 days only. Qasr is only for 3 days. If it is more than that, this is not qasr. So you have some difference of opinion on that. But according to Hanafi, it's 15 days. Yeah, so there is a qasr in salat and there is a jam'a fi salat. Jam'a fi salat is that you combine zuhr and asr prayer and maghrib and isha prayer. Only these two. Zuhr and asr you can combine and maghrib and isha you can combine. But you don't combine isha and fajr. And you don't combine asr and maghrib. So combination is zuhr and asr and maghrib and isha. This combination can be done for, if somebody is traveling, yes, traveler will do that. In that case, they will do qasr and jama'ah both. They will shorten the prayer and then combine it. And also it can be done by praying full prayer, but because of sickness. Somebody is very sick, cannot do twice, you know, that make wudu and all those things. So in that case, it is allowed that because of their sickness, they pray Zuhr and Asr at one time. Or heavy rain. And going to the masjid because of that rain, difficult. So in that case, they can have jama'ah. So the sabab marad, safar, or matar. These are things that are mentioned in the hadith of the Prophet. So in that case, Zohar and Asr people can pray together. And sometimes, if it is very, very heavy rain, then in the Azan, they make the announcement, pray in your camps, pray in your hotel, because too much rain, they can do that. Sharia is make things easy. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has made the Sharia. The Sharia is taysir, make things easy, not difficult. So there are rukhsas, there is azima, and there is rukhsa. Rukhsa is concession that given. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves that you follow His rukhsa as well. Yes. That means there is no salat that to be done between Asr and Maghrib, except those salat that have a reason. That means if you have a qada, that then you can do that. And some people say if you go into the masjid and do tahiyyatul masjid, you can do that. But according to Hanafi, the opinion is that no, you do not do that except the qada prayer. Sajdatul tilawa, you can do that. If you are reading the Quran and you do the sajda, you can do that. Sajda tila. You can have salatul janaza, all because it has no sajda. Yeah. So there is, other salat and sajdas, one should not do that between these times. Now why they do not do that in these times? Because so there is no resemblance between the people, believers, and those who worship the sun. Sun and the moon. So these timings are for that reason. So that don't resemble those people. Because many people who worship the sun, they stand up at this time and they have their special prayers. So, I mean, I have seen people in India who stand up at the time of sunrise and they pour water or do something else. Same thing, they should do that in the evening time. They do that. So the Prophet said, don't resemble that. Avoid that thing. Because, I mean, this says, our prayers, Fajr, Zuhur, Asr, Maghrib, Isha, all of them are connected with the movement of the sun. But at the same time, you have to be careful that you are not worshipping the sun. Because the movement of the sun doesn't mean that you are worshipping the sun. You are worshipping the creator of the sun. So that's why I said that, don't avoid those times. بارك الله فيكم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار ربنا فاغفر لنا ذنوبنا وكفر عنا سيئاتنا وتوفنا مع الأبرار وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وآله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا رب.